The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Steve Rolick. The Buckeyes were selected as the favorite to win the 2018-19 title by the conference coaches and placed a trio of skaters on the preseason watch list. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
All right, thanks a lot. Good morning, everybody. I guess it's just that time of year again. I think everybody's excited. I think our guys are ready to be done with captain's practice and kind of get going with the regular season. So I think our players, our staff are just really looking forward to the start of the year.
Thank you, Coach. We'll open it up for questions now.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Jeff Venerin, South Bend Tribune.
Hello, Coach. I was wondering if you could take us through what you've accomplished in the preseason so far. Who's looking good for you? Any newcomers who are standing out? Give us an overlook at your team.
Sure. I mean, the little bit that we've been out there, obviously, with our, you know, we go out there about 3 days a week with skill stuff, so we haven't been able to get into too much, but, you know, I think the one thing for me is depth. You know, obviously, we got some key returners, but, you know, we got a couple new additions in with our freshman class and a couple of transfers. So, again, I don't know exactly what we have yet. I just, you know, the first glance I get is we'll have some depth, and I think that'll be our key.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Declan Goff, Minnesota Hockey Magazine.
Coach, when you look at senior John Wiedela, he's played a ton of games for you over the last few years. Do you see him here in his senior year as maybe taking a bigger step offensively?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not sure. I know he's been pretty consistent over, you know, his previous three seasons. I mean, he's been put in a lot of situations. I mean, he's killed penalties. He's been on a power play. He's played regular shifts. So, I mean, I would suspect that he might, you know, make a little jump point-wise. But to me, that's really not what I'm looking at. I think more of his production as a 200-foot player, that's my biggest thing with him. And right now he's had a good off season that I can see. And I think he's going to make some improvements in all areas of his game.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Frank Mazzocco, Gopher Radio Network.
Steve, congratulations on all the returners that you have coming back. And I'm not sure if the coach's pick as number one is a blessing or a curse or a noose, but could you address what it means to the Buckeye program to be picked to win the conference?
Well, I guess number one, it's September. I think I'd much rather see that number in March and April. To me, our Big Ten Conference, top to bottom, I mean, sitting down looking at the teams, I mean, you could put everybody in a bowl and pick them. I mean, I think that's how competitive it is. I think expectations are good. I think that's what you want in a program. But to me, you got to prove yourself every day you're on the ice, and that's been our message. So to me, it's just a number right now. And, you know, again, we're just going to try to get better every day and prove ourselves every day on the ice. And, you know, we'll see. But, again, become March and April, that's really when the number starts to count.
Your next question is from Gary Santanello, New York Times.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
You know, because of the expectations, have you had to address that at all with your team, since obviously you're going to be circled on a lot of schedules this year, not just in the Big Ten?
Well, I mean, again, the limited amount of time we have, I mean, we're just business quo right now. We're just trying to kind of get better, doing our skill stuff. Looking forward to October 6th being the official first date. I got a good group. I got a good culture. I got good leadership. And again, I think guys understand. I mean, guys understand where everybody's at. Our team and our players understand how tough it is to win in college hockey. and it's our preparation and our work ethic right now. That's all we're concerned about here in the preseason, and we just got to make sure we're ready for October 12th.
Thanks, and say hi to Killer for me.
Yeah, you got it.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Tom Maluski, Wisconsin State Journal.
Hey, Steve, I'm wondering if you can think of or can point to a point where you remember Tanner Leszczynski going from a good player to an elite player, or if he's there yet, or if you've seen that. Do you remember anything happening that you saw him and were thinking, wow, this is the guy that can be really good?
He's always put up numbers at every level he's been at, right through the USHL. I think the biggest step for him was actually getting that trial for the World Junior team in August there prior to him coming. I think that he realized that, you know, he could be a pretty good player and be around the elite group of his age. But his work ethic, I mean, I think he's still scratching the surface. There's a lot of positives to his game, but I think there's a lot of areas where he can continue to improve, I guess, which is great for him, great for us. But I just love his preparation. I love his work ethic and his mentality that he brings every day to the rink, and especially Monday through Thursday. And that's where I think you're going to see him continue to get better.
And just a quick follow-up, how do you keep that mentality that you had last year, that work ethic and the grit that you guys had seemingly pretty much most of the season, keep that going through the summer and into this year after, you know, a Frozen Four trip?
Well, again, to make sure, and I think our guys understand, we really haven't done, you know, we haven't accomplished, you know, what you always set out to do. And as soon as you think you've reached the top of the mountain, you're going to get knocked down. And we certainly know we got a long way to go. And this is a new season. This is a new group. This is new chemistry. But I hope our culture stays the same. And that starts with our coaching staff on down. And, I believe our guys right now, they're putting the work in. And they know that if they don't work hard and they don't have that work ethic, we're not going to see the results on Friday and Saturday.
Thanks, Steve.
You got it.
Your next question is from Eric Vigo, The Athletic.
Coach, you made that run to the Frozen Four. I think combining the offense that you were known for in the past with defense, is that a big takeaway for your team as they try to restart their season this year?
Absolutely. I think that just is about consistency on a 200-foot game. And again, I mean, you know, some days you're not going to be able to go out there and score five goals. You got to be able to play the 2-point game. And for us, our message last year was five-man defense, five-man offense, and stay connected. And that's not going to change. That's going to continue to be implemented by our coaching staff. And I think our players saw some results, and I think consistency was there last year, and that was because of that. And certainly we're going to try to keep that going.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this season.
Thanks a lot, guys.